What up? This your boy Baz. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about how your voice can help better your community. A lot of times we be thinking like, man, like one person can't make change and one person can't do this. We always just feel just as an individual, we just can't get it done alone. But you do have those individuals that feel like, hey, it's all on me. I can get it done. But they might not seek, you know, help from others or might not seek to work with others, you know. But we want to talk about more so changing that mindset. Like if you're a community organizer, community figure, you trying to make difference and you trying to shed some light on a situation or just a situation or an agenda that you're trying to push that you think is bettering or can help the community in a sense, you need to just, I mean, not you need to, but I feel like it will be in your best interest to reach out to those that are in the media or in the publishing realm that's in your community. So say like for like the neighborhood columnist or the neighborhood magazine, the newspaper, or you know, like things of that nature, or even if it's like a neighborhood like social media page or group, reach out and start advocating and start voicing that your voice is stronger than what you may believe. Like one prime example is like currently over in Harrison, like we partner up with other artists and we help cover like voices of the community, basically getting feedback and their testimonies about what it was like growing up and what they like to see in the future in their community. Now, this is real key for a lot of y'all that's like, say, if y'all like what changes that's going on in y'all community and things like that. If y'all was like, you know, research and look out, like there's opportunities for y'all to speak and voice that. And then due to social media and the way that, you know, people is just receiving news and media, like people can get that message can be hand delivered and, you know, in different many forms and fashion. A lot of these community organizations have their own platforms. And now I understand that when you're coming from the hood or you're coming from like just the community in general, you are always skeptical about who you trying to reach out to. And I don't want them to say the wrong thing or relay the wrong message or, you know, anything like that. Like you are just cautious when you come down to like reaching out for help, especially when it's reaching out on the behalf of the community and things of that nature. But at the same time, you gotta realize where both of your agendas are lined up at. They wanna cover more of the community and you wanna get coverage. So therefore, your topic of discussion brings them value just as they bring value to you. It's just that you just gotta understand how the game is being played. So only come to them when you have value. I mean, only come to them, you know, there's nothing wrong with only coming to them when you only have something to bring, you know. But that's the thing, you got something to bring. So bring your voice, reach out. Start speaking up about the things that you want changed inside your community. Cause there's organizations that's out there that would love to hear about it. Like one of them is At Home at Harrison. They do like a lot of one-on-ones, a lot of interviews and just document the conversations between, you know, artists and community residents. And with that, they're getting a lot of, just a lot of feedback on how people feel about, you know, the gentrification that's going on, you know, new developments, or just their happiest and fondest memories about the community. So now people can start to really look at, like, what do this community really need? If people really love seeing, you know, community events like barbecues and block parties and things like that, then maybe we should focus on bringing the community together. You know, things of that nature, you know, and then seeing that, like, we able to see, like, what community resources is needed and more people was to speak up and speak out about it. Like, you know, they feel like the community need this. They feel like community need that. And I know a lot of times people be like, man, going to them companies and doing all that, man, it don't really bring no change. But we are the change. The more people that can realize how they can help, because it might be a business owner that might hear some, that might be in the community, that might be like, I got some extra this and that, I can help out with food or something like that. If you was to speak up, be like, man, I'm trying to organize a way for us to be able to feed the homeless in the community, and I'm located here in the Harrison neighborhood, and it might be a business owner from a restaurant in Harrison, like, man, I got so much food left over on the weekends after we get done cooking. Man, you can have it and go pass it out. See, that's how easy it can work. All you got to do is speak up and speak out, you know, and just understand that, you know, your voice hold value. But I ain't going to talk your ear off today, man. Just the moral of the story is, reach out, help spread the word of your initiative or your agenda that you want to see in the community, and start partnering up with some of these local media companies and start trying to figure out how you can leverage them to propel your voice and to basically push your agenda. It's your boy Baz. I'm tuning out, but before I tune out, man, I'm going to ask for y'all to show that support. Y'all already know, man. Like, share, subscribe. Send us a voice message, man. Who knows, man? You might be featured on next episode. And if you want to be on the next episode, for sure, request that interview. It's your boy Bass, and I'm out.